Hello, and welcome to Final Girls Horror Cast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Happy October, horror fans. Today we'll explore The House's October Built, directed by Bobby Rowe, which is currently available to stream on Netflix. We'll also be taking a look at Ty West's 2011 horror film, The Innkeepers, which is now streaming on Hulu. Beware that we are about to spoil these movies, so if you haven't seen them, please check them out before continuing. But first, let's get started with a segment we like to call
Trailer Trash Talk.
The first of today's trailers is Jordan Peele's Get Out, due for theatrical release February 24th. I'm so excited about this movie.
This looks awesome.
It looks so good.
It really, really does. And I wasn't sure what to expect, obviously.
I don't think any of us did. Like,
yeah.
Who would imagine? I would never imagine that Jordan Peele could do something like this. Like, I'm a big fan of Jordan Peele. Don't get me wrong. I love Key and Peele. And I didn't see what was that movie? Keanu that he came out with the cat. I know he wrote and directed that too, but I don't know. This looks
I didn't see it either.
So different. Like, not really very funny.
Terrifying. Like, it looks
very terrifying. And it's got the guy from my favorite Black Mirror episode in it. Oh, I forget his name. I'm going to look him up real quick because he's awesome. Awesome, awesome. The main guy.
Keith Stanfield? Daniel. I don't know because there's one guy. Daniel something.
We are so prepared.
Because on IMDb, there's not a character name next to Keith Stanfield.
That's okay. I think he's the main guy. He's probably
Daniel Kaluuya, I think.
Yes, that's him. Yes, Daniel Kaluuya, who's British. And yes, that episode of Black Mirror, do you know which one I'm talking about?
No.
Which season was it in? I think it was in the first season. It's the one, it's called 15 Million Merits, where they have to ride the bicycles.
Vaguely. I remember him.
It's my most favorite. Like in it. It's to me, the most terrifying of all of them. I love that one.
Watch that whole series. I'm like looking forward to binge watching it.
Next week, man. So stoked. All right. So
back to Get Out.
Yes. Back to Get Out, which just looks so, so good. In terms of like how it visually looks, it looks really good. But the storyline's also like interesting and different and like a new spin on an old favorite, you know, kind of like a Stepford Wives-y, but with like dealing with race issues instead. I really dig it. I'm all in on this kind of change.
I'm really excited about it. I'm a little worried that the trailer was way too long and maybe possibly gave away too much of everything, but
you know, it is a long trailer, but I didn't feel like I have any idea what's going on. You know, like, it kind of gives you some information that maybe you didn't need. But I think in terms of the grand scheme of things, I still have no idea really what this movie's about. Like, I have a general idea, but I don't think the trailer ruined anything. I don't think it was like
it doesn't tell you why all the white people are crazy.
Right.
And what they do with their
right, or or what exactly is happening.
With the black people that do live there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are very strange, yelling and random stuff. I don't know. I don't know what's happening and I like it. So I'm stoked and I'll definitely be seeing that when it comes out. Definitely, definitely. The second trailer we watched, I'm sorry, was there anything else you wanted to say about that one other than you're excited for it? Okay. The second trailer we have is The Autopsy of Jane Doe, which is due for theatrical release December 21st, and it's directed by Andre Overdahl. I think that's how you say it. There's a slash through the O, and I'm very confused about it. But he's the same guy that directed and wrote Troll Hunter. Which Carly and I both liked.
Nailed it.
Yeah. So I'm stoked to see this one. This again is kind of like an interesting, creative kind of story where there's this strange girl and they're performing this autopsy and step by step, all this crazy shit starts happening. I like this trailer because you really don't know anything at all.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
It really doesn't show you very much, but it looks terrifying. I'm in.
I'm excited to see it, and I really like Emile Hirsch. Mm-hmm. So I've pretty much liked every movie that I've seen him in, so I trust his judgment. Acting-wise.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm down. I'm down to definitely see that. And I know, I like the premise. It's interesting. It's not, I feel like, I don't know, it would be like a Twilight Zone episode or something. Do you know what I mean? Like they're doing autopsy.
Yeah, like a father-son team of coroners doing an autopsy together.
Right? I feel like that could have easily been a Twilight Zone episode. I don't know. Oh, I just like it. I love it. All right. I guess we'll get into House's October Built.
Amy loves this movie.
I do not. It's October-y, though.
It is October-y.
I like the idea of it. I want to like it. I really do. Every time I watch it, I'm like, this time it's going to be different. And then at the end, I was like, that's the last time I'm watching this movie. I'm not watching this again.
I definitely agree. I think that it starts off pretty strongly. I mean, I believe pretty much everybody that's in it, except for Brandy, I think, wrote it and had a hand in filming it. So,
which makes sense, because all the other characters make sense but hers, ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just kind of throw her in there because they need a girl.
And I mean, I'll get into it later. I'm not going to start off talking about it, but I am not down on how they wrote the Brandy character. Not at all. Okay. It just seems like a dude wrote it. Like, I'll get into it. I'm sorry. I'm jumping ahead. I'm so fired up already. Okay, so I think the main reason, and before we start talking about this movie, basically this movie is a found footage film, and it's these people are trying to find the most extreme haunted house they can, and they're making a documentary about it for no reason whatsoever. And basically they rented an RV, and all this shit starts happening to them, and shit happens to them because they're dumb, basically.
It's so true.
I don't know. Okay, so the reason, the main part I have, a problem I have with this, and I ran a poll on Twitter this week to see if people were into extreme haunted houses or if people even really know what a really extreme haunted house is, because I suspect they don't.
Yeah.
And once I'll pull it up in a minute and talk about it some more, but basically my poll said, what kind of haunted house is for you? Like, do you like the kind where it's like kind of like at Universal Studios or something? Or do you like the kind that, like, a real haunted house, like maybe you go on like a haunted tour or something? Or do you prefer like an extreme haunted house? Like the more extreme, the better. And quite a few people picked extreme. So I got to talk to one of them. Let me pull it up. So Ryan S, friend of the show, Ryan S sent me a private message and was like, hey, what's up? And I was like, do you really want to go on an extreme haunted house? Have you been on an extreme haunted house? He's like, I've never been on one, but I think I'd be down. So I sent him the YouTube channel for McKamey Manor. If you're not familiar, go check it out. McKamey. It's in San Diego.
It's terrifying.
It's very well known out here, but maybe not throughout the country. But it's basically like torture. Like, they can touch you. It's 8 hours long. Their mayor.
Minimum 8 hours. Yeah. They could go for longer.
No, that's the longest, I think. And I don't think anyone's ever made it that long. No, no one's ever even made it that long. But I think they recently added in safe words because it was, I don't know. Like, you don't even pay money. They don't charge you. And they make you sign this waiver. You do have to bring dog food because they donate it.
And it's open all year round, only on the weekends.
Exactly. So these people have day jobs. This is like their hobby. Is and here's the types of things that they do. The types of things they do are they'll put a cage on your head and put bugs and snakes in it. They will. Carly's freaking out.
can't handle it.
They'll put you in a coffin and just leave you there. They pretty much will like pour, like wrap your head in rags and pour water over your head. They'll drag you by your hair. They'll pour fake or and or real blood on you. Apparently it might be real. I don't know. Just
the, like video and like the, it, I feel like it can't be like, cause I saw in the video them like feeding someone, it looked like a rotten egg. And I feel like it can't really be a rotten egg, but like just the look of it and it happening really was gross and freaked me out.
Yeah, they feed you random things. Like they'll blindfold you and then just shove things in your mouth and tell you to eat it. Like, I don't know why you would want to do that. I don't know why you would go seeking for that. I mean, I love a horror movie, and if this is your bag, like, more power to you. I'm not about to judge you. If you're an adult and this is something that you enjoy, I'm not judging you. I'm just fucking really curious. Like, I really want to talk to these people and just, like, pick their brains, because I could never. I could never. Like, I can't even go through a regular haunted house. I think there's other horror fans that are like that, because I've talked to a couple of them on Twitter.
I'm like, give me Universal Horror Nights and I'm a happy camper. Like, I love that. I don't know if you'd like it, because it's definitely a lot of jump scares, because they obviously can't touch you.
Yeah.
But it's like super reputable. I know there's not going to be any serial killers in the mix there. Like, I'm good. I'm getting out of there alive.
Right. Yeah, like, I think I would be okay with that. And I told my husband, who doesn't like horror movies and likes haunted houses, I don't get it. I have friends like that, too. I don't get it. But I told him, I'm like, fine, I will go to a haunted house with you, but I will not be anywhere where they can touch me. Like, no one is allowed to touch me. And if I get touched, I'm swinging. Like, I'm going to hit somebody. I can handle jump scares.
That's fair. That's a fair rule.
I think so. If you touch me, I can touch you. That's how it works. Anyway, I don't know. So I think my knowledge of McCamey Manor going into watching this movie made it even worse. And when I talked to Ryan and I showed Ryan that video, he was like, oh, fuck no. Like, there's no way I would do that. I think it takes a very particular type of person to be into this. And I don't shame people for being into it. I know people look at me weird because I like horror movies, and I would, you know, if it's your thing as a consenting adult, then that's fine. But my knowledge of that, like, there's no way that the people in the houses October built would be into that. Like, there's no way.
Well, I mean, I definitely get what you're saying, but I also, at the beginning of the movie, it sounds like they do this kind of thing. Obviously not making movies about extreme haunted houses, but it sounds like they go out and they get an idea, and this is something that they do often, where they try to explore something that they've heard about. Because Brandy says something about how she usually doesn't like when she gets roped into these things, but when she does, she has a good time, so she's excited about it.
See, I thought she was talking about haunted houses when she said that, but she's talking about the actual act of going out and exploring these different things.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
But you could be very right.
I hope that's true.
Then, like, right afterwards, she says, I haven't been to a haunted house since I was, like, 8.
Okay.
So I think that they heard about it and then they just like want to find it. But that being said, once all that crazy shit happens at the end, I personally would have been like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Once I got cornered by two men in a bathroom, I would have been like, no more for me, guys. I'm going to go get a hotel.
That's the very part where I'm like, there's the fact that you're still going at this point, I don't understand. Because she basically gets sexually assaulted in a bathroom. And you guys are like, this is a good idea. Let's continue. Like, no, fuck you. And stop acting like you're so concerned for Brandy's well-being when you're fucking not. And you don't know what you're getting yourself into. Well, we don't leave Brandy's side. Well, obviously you can't control that. Like, if you're going into something you don't know about. And honestly, they should have been out before then, but at that point you really should have been out, and I don't understand why you're still continuing on this journey.
Yeah. Like, I know that they didn't tell everybody about them all being videotaped when they were sleeping, but like that should have been a telltale sign. But
they found out about it.
Once getting cornered in the bathroom, I would have been like, okay, guys, we're in New Orleans. I'm going to go get a hotel. Yeah. You guys can do what you want. Yeah. I'm not going any further on this journey.
Yeah, I don't like how she was written, and it's obvious that a man kind of wrote it. I don't want to sound insulting, but I don't think a woman would ever write a part for a woman like this. it's insulting. I was like insulted by it. Like, like she looks so distraught and upset, and I don't blame the actress at all because I think she does a decent job in like really looking like this is fucked up, but the writing should convey that. Also,
yeah,
like, why is she still there and why is she still going along with it? And
it's just not realistic because she just seems like a normal girl character where like isn't super into haunted houses, and if she isn't super into haunted houses, there's really no reason for her to feel like I gotta see this to the end, you know what I mean?
Right, and they keep trying to show her videos, and the videos do look very similar to, like, the McCamey Manor videos of what the extreme haunt is. And let's just take the whole psycho part out of it. Let's say this is really just an extreme haunted house they're trying to find. Just for the sake of argument. If they're really just trying to find this extreme haunted house, and she won't even watch the fucking video about what an extreme haunted house is and how it, and, like, you should not let her do it then. Like, if she can't even handle watching the fucking video of it. Also,
agreed.
You know what an extreme haunted house is because you watched the video and she just got sexually assaulted. Don't you think that maybe that might be traumatizing to her?
Like, yeah.
I don't know.
That's, like, yeah.
I was so upset when I was watching. Like, once I got to the towards the middle of this movie, I was like, there's no fucking way. Like, I don't believe you at all.
Yeah. It's like, I get the premise, I get the movie, but then it just gets to the point where it's just, like, so unrealistic that I just can't be on board anymore, because I just don't believe that that's how things would kind of go down, I guess.
Well, I just don't understand why they couldn't make it, like, you know, a group of people who are into extreme into haunted houses and are really interested in trying the extreme haunted house thing, where they're all knowledgeable and they all know what's going on, and that's why they keep going. That makes more sense to me. Why would you make it so that they don't understand what they're getting themselves into? And then, I don't know. It just, to me, it would have made a lot more sense that they keep going if they think it's all part of it. Whereas I felt like maybe one of the main guy might have thought it was all part of it. But everyone else was like, no, fuck, dude. Like, this is fucked up.
Like, they all seemed genuinely terrified, and I just don't believe that they would have been like, come on, man, we're almost there, we're almost at the end. Like,
I disagree.
That's where it loses it for me.
Yeah. So let's kind of get into it from the beginning, although I didn't mean to say all of that stuff out from the beginning, but whatever. So they're going to these haunted houses, and they're in what they keep referring to as the backwoods. Which I don't think people that live in small towns in rural America like being called backwoods, but they keep calling
everyone. That guy sure doesn't.
No. And I was like, why do you keep calling everyone backwoods? Are you trying to insult literally everyone you meet? Like, I don't know. I was like, every time he said it, I like cringed. It's like,
yeah, totally.
Oh my God. And then, so basically the first haunted house they go to with the second one, maybe the girl with the porcelain mask.
Yeah.
Okay. That one. They go to that one, and that's when they get into shit, right? That's when they start getting followed?
I think so, because there's that, like, scary clown guy who's just, like, looming in the back while they're talking. I don't even think they see him. But that's when we kind of notice that they're being followed.
Right. And they're being assholes, but they're not really being, like, they're not really doing anything bad. Like, okay, they're recording, and you don't want them recording. Okay, fine. Why does he get on the roof with a megaphone? Like, I didn't understand that part at all. That was just for fun.
I don't really know either.
Maybe they were trying to get a good shot. That would have made sense. I don't know why you need a megaphone to do that, though. So basically they piss people off and then they just keep following them and traumatizing them, or trying to traumatize them. So What was with the girl with the porcelain face again? She's like,
she was in that one haunted house where she kind of almost gets Brandy away from all of the other guys.
Yeah.
And then, like, she gets scared.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, one or two houses later where they just see her? Or is it the same house?
No, it's, like, it's later. Like, it's later. It's, like, a day or two later. And he even says she gets on the bus. Or not the bus. The RV or whatever. She gets on the RV and she starts screaming and acting crazy. And they're like, is that the same girl? Of course it's the same fucking girl. Why are you acting like it's not the same girl?
I love, my favorite part of this whole movie is Brandy's face when that happens. Because she's just like, what the fuck? She's just sitting there like, what do I even do here? Because, like, she doesn't, like, freak out, but she just goes like, oh my god, this is happening. And she's like 3 feet away from me. Yeah. Like,
I honestly think her acting was pretty good in this. Like, I liked her. I think that's why I got so mad at the end. But yeah, so this doll, this girl with a porcelain face from two houses ago, the guy says we're 100 miles from that haunted house. It can't be her. Yes, it can. And this is when you leave. Like, this is your sign that you should no longer be doing this anymore. Yep. That's the moment right there. And I don't understand why they so easily write off that that's the same girl. Like, do you think that mask is just at every store that they have
pretty
there?
Pretty unique mask.
It doesn't look like any mask I've ever fucking seen in my life.
Oh, man.
I got so mad. Okay. And then they go to a next haunted house after that. And, you know, the guy's trying to find a place to pee. And he's like, the line is really long. And they're like, dude, just go in the woods and pee. So he goes in the woods and there's the rabbit.
Hatchet rabbit.
Ratchet rabbit that's covered in blood. and it's petrified. Like, that would terrify me. But A, why do you have a camera in the woods with you when you're going to pee? Don't understand that part. And B, like, he gets so upset. He gets so upset at this rabbit. He's like, it's not even part of the haunt. What are you doing?
Yeah, I get the camera thing because I think they all have cameras. Don't they all give them all cameras at the beginning? Yeah, I thought they all, like, were given GoPros.
Okay, so have someone hold your camera because you're going to go pee. Like, are you going to film? Or why would it be filming? Well, turn it off while you're...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But I also agree, why would he get so mad at this? I'd be like, okay, bye.
Yeah, like, oh, this is part of it.
Yeah,
those
people are just kind of like, they've already established that a lot of the people that work at these houses aren't mentally stable and are a little crazy.
Yeah, so. I loved that. I loved the whole beginning where they're interviewing the people that work in the haunted houses and asking them, like, oh, do they screen you? Do they do psychological testing on you? Like, do they check you out before they give you this job? And they're like, no. You know, I love that beginning sequence, and I love the concept of this movie. It just really doesn't it for me.
It's such a great premise, and I think that's kind of what bothers me so much, is they could have done more.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
With the end especially.
Yeah, yeah. And then let's see. I even wrote, I'm officially more interested in the fake documentary they're making than the film itself.
Agreed.
Yeah. They should have just made the movie that they were pretending to make.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you.
And I think there is a movie where they, it's called The Blackout Experiments. I haven't seen it, but it's based on the Blackout Haunted House. I think it started in New York City and it's all over the country now. But that is an extreme haunted house, and they do touch you, and there's, like, nudities allowed. Like, they can strip you down and, like, drop you off places and stuff. Like, it's not okay. But for me, it's not okay for me. No, thank you. But that's another extreme haunted house that people know about, and they did a movie based solely on that. I'd love to see that documentary, by the way.
I'd watch that for sure.
Yeah. This movie makes me want to watch that documentary. But yeah, and then they go to a haunted strip club. What is with the haunted strip club, by the way? Is that a real thing?
Maybe. I don't really frequent
Like,
many strip clubs, so
I
I'm not sure. But
I mean,
maybe it's a thing during Halloween where the strippers dress up like zombies.
yeah, but the strippers weren't dressed up as zombies. They were wearing like masks, like scary masks, and then just being naked.
I don't know.
I don't
No
get
idea.
it. I
I
just
got
don't.
nothing.
I'm a girl. I don't get
Maybe they were like, we're making a horror movie. We gotta have some boobs.
it. There's gotta be boobs, and there's gotta be
And they
scary.
can't be Brandy's boobs.
Right.
So they have to be stripper boobs.
Right. And for some reason, the strippers have to wear masks because it's makes sense with the story that we're doing.
Exactly. And I'm gonna
Yeah.
explain it all in the line. I'm really good at finding haunted houses and strip clubs. Done. Wrap it up. Put it in the film.
Yeah, I didn't really get that part either. And Brandy looks very upset about the strip club.
She's not thrilled.
I feel so bad for her. I've been that girl before. It's not fun. It's not fun to be in a group of dudes that want to be assholes. But anyway, so they go to they want to find Blue Skeleton, which is the extreme haunt, and you can't find it anyway other than people telling you where it is, and you have to have a password or something, right? It's like really hard to find, apparently. So, Carly, is a real question. Do they find Blue Skeleton in this movie? They
Yes.
do.
Yes.
You think the people that kill them at the end, that's Blue Skeleton?
I think so. I mean, it says at the beginning that the second half was filmed by the Blue Skeleton people, which I guess maybe isn't true, but they're all given the skeleton masks at the end. I don't remember if there's the color blue involved at all,
Okay.
but
Cuz
I feel.
I felt like he was at that one haunted house and he was talking to those two dudes. And the one dude was like, oh yeah, it's in San Antonio." And the guy's like, no, forget about that place. Go to the one in Louisiana." I thought it was like a different thing. But and that guy was in on it. And he was
I thought that guy,
pretending to be Blue
yeah,
Skeleton, but they were
I
just the
thought that
crazy
those guys were
people.
in on it for sure.
Okay. So, I don't
Maybe you're,
know.
I don't know, maybe you're right, but
Well, if they say that it was filmed by Blue Skeleton at the beginning, then I guess it was Blue Skeleton. But to me, it was confusing because it was like, oh, go to San Antonio. No, forget about that. Go to this, tell them about the weird place we went to in Louisiana, you know?
and see, that's the one that I thought that they were like, yeah, it was called something, blue something. And they were like, oh,
Okay.
Blue Skeleton. And then they were like, yeah.
Okay,
That's
okay.
kind of what I thought that was. I thought he was
No,
like
it makes
saying.
sense. I just didn't catch it exactly that way. But no, I think you're right.
Think that's how it went.
Yeah. But I do love that part because at that one haunted house where they find out about Blue Skeleton, they get into an altercation with a clown. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. The
He's
clown.
like, I'm not a dude, I'm a clown, or he says, or something like
Yeah, I
that,
wrote it down because it's my favorite line ever. Dude, do I look like a dude? I'm a clown, son!
Boom.
Most intimidating clown ever.
Ever.
I love it. I
No, I
love
will
it.
say that the clown, the weird dancey clown, is absolutely terrifying that they meet in that bar.
Yeah, that guy was. And the weird couple dancing. That is the creepiest bar ever. And they should have shot like half the movie in that bar and I would have been satisfied. I love
I'm
that
saying
scene.
if I was Brandy, I would have walked into that, seen that, and been like, cool, I'm waiting on the RV.
Yeah.
Not coming in here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Nope. So, yeah. The filming while they're sleeping, it's kind of like VHS type scenario that they did in VHS. So I was in on that. That's fine. The heart in the fridge, I can't believe they're still there after that. If I found a heart in my fridge, I would be gone. I would move out of my house immediately and
Seriously, and
goodbye.
like the pee in the beer bottle or something.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So I don't really understand why they keep going, but you know, it's
I feel like
fine.
that's my major problem with the movie, is I don't understand why all of them kept going. I would
Yeah.
understand if like the main guy and like maybe one or two other people would have kept going, but it makes no sense that they all were so persistent about wanting to just be murdered.
Yeah, and the main guy who keeps everyone going, the guy who's super excited about the pumpkin, he's got the dark hair, I forget his name. Jeff, maybe? I don't remember his character name.
Sure.
But he kept saying, like, oh, isn't this kind of cool, though? Like, the girl just almost got raped in a bathroom. Do you think that's cool? Is that cool to you? And he's like, nothing actually happened. Okay, well, it could have happened if someone
Yeah.
didn't walk in and help her.
Exactly. Not okay. Nothing about this is all right, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, all they had to do was give him a reason to push that hard. And I would have said, okay. Like, they just needed to give him some sort of character, something that made me think, this guy's desperate to get this to work. And I felt that way with, but I think Blair Witch did it well, where I felt like she's pushing hard because this means a lot to her, and I could feel that from her. I feel no passion from this guy. I feel like he thinks it's fun and games, and it's bullshit because he's gotten nothing but reasons to believe that this is not fun and games.
I
Like,
100% agree with you.
so I do like that. I like the ending, the very ending. I think that's a fine ending for it. I don't like what leads up to it, where it's like, I guess it's to make you feel like, oh, is this really an extreme haunted house? Or is this
Or are they just
legit?
playing with them?
Yeah, and the first time I watched this, I thought, oh, they're just playing with them and the end is gonna happen. It's gonna be fine. So I was surprised by the very end, but I think that that's a fine ending. Like, it's scary. It's scary enough. There's no real reason for anything happening, and you're like, oh, fuck, okay. Well, don't fuck with random people at haunted houses, I guess,
You're
but
gonna get buried alive, and it's gonna be the
it's
worst.
possible. It's possible. I don't know. And poor Brandy. Everyone has like nice coffins with like pillows and like the satin lining, and she's got
The wooden box.
the wooden box, and it's got like guts in it. Like, there's like brains and guts
Yeah.
in the box with her. And I'm like, what the fuck? Poor Brandy.
Although I would have hated to be the bigger guy, Mikey, I think his name was, in
Yeah.
his like fluffy pillow thing, because he had like no room. I would
That's
have gotten
true.
so claustrophobic
That's
in there.
true. That's true. Yeah, so the guy that they cut his tongue out in the alleyway. Now, that alleyway scene, I will admit also, I like that scene and I like the bar scene. I thought those were really effective and really scary. And there really is some good scary stuff in here. I think the characters just made me hate it. Like, I needed more from the characters.
All we needed was a reason.
Yeah, a
Or even for
purpose.
like just Brandy and like her boyfriend
Yeah.
to just say, okay, we're gonna go to a hotel.
Yeah.
If those two characters would have left,
Yeah.
it would have made more sense for the other three to keep going.
Yeah, that would have been great if they did that.
Yeah.
That would have been super interesting. And then there's your sequel. What happened to our friends that disappeared?
They were looking for the blue skeleton.
Yeah. Would have been great. I would have been in. Yeah, I think it's a great idea. It's a great concept, and I know these people aren't really filmmakers, so I give them props. I think I probably couldn't do this, so I'm not gonna sit here on my soapbox and tell them they're terrible. But
Oh, there was a great, there was really great ideas here, and there was really
definitely.
great scenes, and I thought that for the most part in the first half, everybody was fairly believable.
Yeah.
Just their actions towards the end.
Yeah. Again, I think, it's a fun October movie. I think I'm done seeing it. I've seen it twice this year and I think I'm done. But it's fun to experience once. And if you don't think too hard, it's just fun to watch. But yeah, it's not great. But it's a worthy attempt from non-directors. I mean, they haven't done anything other than this. They're mostly like, it seems like they're in the film arena, but none of them are directors really, or writers per se. So,
It feels
it's
like they just, they're all friends and they just decided to make this movie. I think two of them are
yeah
brothers.
yeah
They just decided to make a movie, which is awesome.
yeah and it's
More
for
people should do
sure
that.
100% 100%, and I'd like to see a second effort. Sure. I think that there's enough creativity here that they could do something else cool. Like, I'm in. But and just to add on that, if you've been to an extreme haunted house, please email me, finalgirlshorrorcast@gmail.com. I really want to talk to you. So
I'm curious as
interested. I'm
well.
so curious. And again, I'm not judging you. I'm really not. To each their own. I just really want to hear about it and hear your experience and why you enjoy it, or whatever you get out of it. I'm just really interested. in a very non-judgmental way. I just want to make that clear. I personally could never fucking do it because it scares the shit out of me. But, you know, I like watching it happen to other people on a TV screen, but not in real life. but that still makes me sick too, you know? Like, I'm not going to judge someone else for that being their bag, you know? Go for it, man.
Not at all. Yeah, no. Totally.
Okay, cool. Let's get into the Innkeepers now because I am excited to talk about this movie. So this is a Ty West movie. And I forget, Carly, are you a Ty West fan?
I like Ty West for the most part, I believe.
Yeah.
I really like The House of the Devil.
Yeah.
He obviously did The Sacrament, where I liked the movie, but I wasn't necessarily huge on the found footage aspect of it. But I really liked that movie. I heard his new movie, In a Valley of Violence, is really good.
Okay.
What he did on VHS.
Yeah.
So for the most part, I do like him.
And did you like, this is your first viewing of Innkeepers, right?
Yes, it is.
Did you like it? No?
Not really.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's go through it, because I think I might be able to change your mind.
Okay, I hope so.
Because I liked it way more the second time I saw it. I will say that, honestly. Okay. I'm not a huge Ty West person, although I really appreciate him. I think he's a great writer and a great director. For me, it's just not really, like, it doesn't work for me in a lot of times. I really want to like House of the Devil. I'm going to watch it again, and we'll get into this. In our next episode, we're going to be doing an episode on House of the Devil, so stay tuned for that. So I don't want to talk about House of the Devil much now, but that movie was very slow to me, and I think maybe, I don't know if I just wasn't in the mood for it when I watched it, which is which is why I want to give it a second try. But I felt so good about The Innkeepers the second time I saw it that I think I'm going to watch all of his movies twice, because maybe I just didn't get it the first time, which is what happened here. I just didn't get it the first time. I think it's really interesting that he's chose to do a Western starring Ethan Hawke and John Travolta. Why? That's so random to me.
And an adorable dog. There's an adorable dog in it.
Yeah. And what's her name from American Horror Story?
Thaisa Farminga or something like that.
Something like
that. I don't know if I said that right. But.
There's no way I'm going to say it right. So I might as well let you say it wrong for once.
My apologies.
I saw the trailer for that movie. It looks good enough. I'm not really a Western person, but Ty West isn't doing much horror these days. He's done some TV shows. He did a couple episodes of Wayward Pines and an episode of Scream. But it doesn't look like he has any horror films in the works right now. So it kind of makes me sad because he's so young. He's, 36-ish?
Yeah,
So, he made these movies in 2011. He made The Innkeepers in 2011. He was 31. He was younger than I am today. And that makes me feel like a total and utter failure. A little bit. He has a lot of talent. Whether you like him or not, he has a lot of talent for a young man who's writing and directing and editing his own films. That's super impressive. I'm kind of interested to hear where this movie fell flat for you, Carly.
I didn't like Sarah Paxton at all. I thought her character was really spastic, and I generally do like her as an actress. If I had never seen her other movies, I would have thought she was a really terrible overactor.
And you're talking about the girl who played Claire, correct?
Yes, the main girl.
The main character.
And she was in the remake of Last House on the Left.
Mm-hmm.
And she was also in one of my personal favorites, Shark Night 3D. she was, fine in those movies. But for some reason, she just seemed really weird and overacty. And, I don't know.
You thought she was overacting? I didn't feel that way. I wrote down particularly that I really enjoyed her performance because she seemed so, unlike the other characters I've seen her play. Where she was very unsure of herself and kind of timid but spastic at the same time. I know people like that. I'm like that half the time, where I'm shy, but I just become weird and spastic when I'm shy instead of being quiet like I should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I say a bunch of weird stuff and act weird. maybe it's just because I kind of feel like I am her a little bit.
Yeah, no, she was super spastic. And I'm sorry, but I don't regularly use an inhaler, but she did not know how to use an inhaler. And I feel like that should have been
What was she doing wrong? She put it in her mouth and she pressed the button and she inhaled.
Yeah, but like, you have to inhale and then you have to hold it and then you have to like slowly let it out. And you don't just usually do like two pumps. Like,
all right. That's a director's issue, like, also. Like,
yeah, that wasn't her fault. I'm not saying that it was.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, she uses inhalers frequently throughout the movie, and it's kind of like a plot point.
Right.
That's she should have done it right.
Okay.
Not a problem. Not an issue.
That's fair. That's not really her fault. It's kind of her fault, but not really.
And
her
I
fault.
Don't think it is, but it's something that I noticed as, you know, whatever. I really liked Pat Healy's character who played Luke, the other guy.
He was great. He's
super realistic to me.
Yeah.
And I get it. Even the little cameo from Lena Dunham as the barista.
Yeah. Yeah, she was definitely Lena Dunham in all of her glory.
Yes.
She's acting in her one character. And I really loved the score in this film. It was very old school, like Hitchcock, a lot of psycho imagery and score happening here, like a lot of strings. And there's one part where Claire's taking a shower that is like basically shot for shot psycho at some points. I really love that. And it gave me like chills sometimes because I was like, I love it. It made me feel like happy and nostalgic for like old movies like that.
Yeah, no, there's definitely aspects of it that I really like. I really like the, like, old in, you know, premise or whatever.
Right.
I wasn't crazy about how it was broken up into, like, parts. I didn't really think that it was necessary, and it didn't really make sense.
Okay.
And also the end, like, there was no...
It was broken out into three parts, right?
Three or four.
I think it was three. I'm not 100% on it, but...
Because I think the epilogue might have made it four.
Okay. And I do think there's a reason for it, and I'll get into it when we talk about the ending. But I see what you mean. Yes, I think the first time I probably felt the same way. And what I really loved and where I think this movie is really successful is in its character development, and I really loved that part of it. I loved how Luke and Claire... are so close and he likes kind of in love with her, but like he's super timid and he's kind of a liar, but in a cute way, you know, like he just wants to impress her and like he's smart, but like he even admits like I know a little about a lot. Like I loved that. I love how they talk to each other and I liked how she randomly throws in, but nobody loves an albatross. And I just was like, Rosemary's Baby. I was like, I just now, love it when...
Luke's character was definitely my favorite.
Yeah, he was great. I love, like, the fake ghost thing they did when they're all drunk. I just, like, little things like that in a horror movie go a long way with me because then I'm like, I love you guys. You're so cute and relatable. that could have been thrown in. Some of that could have been used in House is October Built. But this movie is super successful at character development. I think Ty West writes characters really well in general in all of his movies that I've seen that I can think of. The character development's really good.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I definitely wasn't crazy about the end.
Right.
I didn't understand the lore. And I wish... that I did, because I feel like maybe it would have made more sense to me. I didn't, because they give you a brief rundown on the chick, Madeline O'Malley.
Right.
And they, like, talk a little bit about her story, which is great.
Right.
But then when she goes and talks to the actress lady, Lee, Lee very distinctly says it's not her. And it says that they tried to warn her, but there's nothing more with that. You never really find out.
She doesn't say it's not her. She says there's three of them.
Yeah, and then it says they tried to warn her.
Yes, so there's three of them. And the three of them are, ready? Ready for it? So the first one is Madeline, obviously. She's the one that hung herself. You see her multiple times in this movie, hanging or whatever, running around. The second one is her husband who killed himself in the bathtub.
Right.
He's the second ghost that she's talking about because she says multiple times that she can kind of see in the future. She has like deja vu to the future. So like the ghosts and the things that she sees happening is in the future. She doesn't recognize, and maybe she does, that Claire is the third ghost who dies at the end because she has a panic attack and doesn't have her inhaler with her. Those are the three ghosts. Do you like this movie more now?
No,
Because
because it doesn't. I.
I do.
Why
That
did.
makes me like it so much more.
Who are they trying? Then who were they saving?
They're trying to save Claire because they know
And
she's
telling her
gonna
not.
die.
Not. But then, like, what can they do? They can't really do anything.
She tells her not to go in the basement.
I know, but then she goes in the basement anyway, which pisses me off already.
Well, that's Claire
And
making a shitty decision. That's how they tried to save her.
if old man is trying to save her, why does he scare the shit out of her and make her fall down to the back, like into the basement, and then chase her into?
He made her fall? I thought he was trying to like get her out of the basement.
He was like chasing her. He was like, he appeared at the top of the stairs. She turns around and sees bloody, naked old man, and so obviously she freaks out and then falls down the thing. And then he like walks down after her. And which scares the shit out of her and makes her run further into the basement and
I
forget
don't
her
remember that
inhaler.
part. I thought she dropped her inhaler.
But she left it at the bottom of the
But
stairs
that's not his fault.
because she was running from him. But if he knows how she dies and they're trying to warn her from
Yeah,
going into
but
the
he's a
basement.
ghost, so even him just like peering at the top of the stairs, maybe he's trying to be like, "Hey, bitch, get out of here."
I get what you're
He
saying. I'm not in love with
likes
it.
her. I mean, that guy likes her, and he liked her when he was a human and he first
100%
appeared.
agree. Yeah, and he was like, "Oh,
So
that's very nice of you."
you think that he was acting like he wasn't trying to help her, which is fair. I
I'm
need to
saying
rewatch that part because I don't remember it that way.
and then like she gets rushed by Madeline at the very end, which probably makes her have a panic attack and a heart attack and whatever. And they try to like bang down the door, which makes her freak out and then try to
But
get
they're
out.
not banging down the door. Luke's banging down the door, and he says it at the end when he's talking with
Yeah,
the
and he
police
says, "I kept hearing
officer.
her say her name, say the name or whatever."
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I get it, and it makes me, maybe I'll watch it again and look at it that way. But when I was watching it, I was just kind of like, "Ugh, why is she going into the basement?" When Lee told her not to go into the basement, and I was frustrated.
Well, she was looking for Lee, wasn't she?
That's another thing. She was looking for Lee, who was obviously upstairs in the bedroom, but she kept hearing her name, and so that's when she was going to look. So if Madeline wasn't trying to bring her down to the basement, why was she saying her name from the basement?
I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I'm confused.
So at the end, Luke comes back, right? And Claire's freaking out. And she's like telling him, like, she's like, "I have to leave, but like, I'm waiting for Lee," and blah, blah, blah. Man's upstairs dead. And Luke goes, "Okay, stay here. I'm gonna go get Lee." So then he goes upstairs. She hears her name being called from the corridor, and she thinks it's Lee. So she goes and follows her name. And then she hears it. She walks, she stands at the top of this at the basement stairs, and she keeps hearing her name being called. And she's like, "I really don't want to go down there." And she keeps saying, like, "Lee, is that you? Are you down there?" So if like they're trying to save her, why is Madeline down there saying her name?
That's a good question. Maybe Madeline's kind of a bitch.
She's not trying to save her, is all I'm saying.
Maybe. No, maybe. Maybe. I don't really remember the end, I'm gonna be honest. I'll rewatch it.
Watched it with closed captions on because Steve was sleeping. So that's how I knew that
Oh, so maybe
her
you like
name.
got more out of it than I did because I just remember her going. I thought she was looking for Lee in the basement, and I thought, I don't know.
Yeah, like there
I
was
don't
like
really
a
know why she
woman
went
was
down
calling
there.
her name.
Okay. I didn't
That's what
have
she
the
was
sound on
following.
super high. Okay. I'll rewatch it.
So that's what I didn't understand.
Well,
So
yeah, that
if
doesn't,
what you're
and that,
saying is true,
yeah.
awesome. I'll watch it again and see if I still believe that, I guess.
Well, and I mean, like, I guess, but like, just because Lee says the ghosts are trying to save her doesn't mean that they are. I don't know. I guess I'm trying to defend it now. I'll rewatch the ending and see how I feel about it. But I at the end I was like, "Oh, she's the third ghost," and it all made sense to me, and I got really excited.
No, that would be a very exciting revelation for
Because
sure.
obviously, I don't think I even caught the first time that the dude in the basement was the guy that hung that didn't hang himself, that killed himself in the bathtub. Like, I don't think I even got that, like wrapped my head around it. And I was really confused at the end because I was like, okay, well, who are all these ghosts and why did this happen and how did she die? Like, I got it at the end that she died because of she didn't have her inhaler or whatever. But the real sad part of the ending is that Luke now, is gonna have a miserable life and be super sad for the rest of his life.
It's very true. Honestly, a part of me was hoping that they were in on it, but that didn't happen. So
Yeah. That who was in on that Luke was?
Lee and Lee, or at least Lee was like, I'm gonna.
I kind of feel like Lee was in, she knew what was gonna happen. I think she kind of assisted it. Like, I kind of feel like she knew she couldn't stop it, and she didn't warn Claire, but maybe she didn't know the third ghost was Claire. Like, I'm pretty unclear on that. And then at the end, when she's in the room by herself and Luke comes to get Lee, she seems, I don't know, she's just sitting there staring out the window. Like, I don't get why.
Yeah, I mean, she says we couldn't have stopped it, but then she was the one who told Claire, we have to get you out of here.
Right.
So
Well,
there's
and
just a
maybe
lot
that
of
was.
really weird confusion that, didn't necessarily resonate with me.
It could have been more clear. I'll give you that for sure. I think that it would have been nice if at the end of the movie, the first time I watched it, I kind of understood it, but I thought
Yeah.
maybe that was just me being dumb, which happens sometimes. But yeah, I don't really know. Lee kind of disappears a couple times, and I'm not really sure about it, unless she's not really a person, or I don't know. She takes a shower. She's got to be human. See, now I'm overthinking it.
Yeah, she's definitely a human because obviously she's a famous, super famous actress who just really
Yeah.
likes.
I'm just trying to find a reason.
Yeah,
Dear Ty West, I'm gonna write a letter to Ty West. I honestly really like this movie more than The House of the Devil, which I know I'm like don't want to say it on the podcast because I know everyone loves House of the Devil. And I wanted to like House of the Devil. I think I was just really expecting a different movie than what I got because I saw this before House of the Devil.
oh, I was going to say, as someone who likes character development, I thought you would have really loved House of the Devil.
I did, but there was nothing else. Like, it was all character development. Like, I
I
don't
think it's
remember
great.
any of it being scary. It was just like a girl in a house,
I remember being really impressed by it. To be fair, I think the first Ty West movie that I saw was Cabin Fever 2, which was not great, in my
No.
personal opinion.
No.
So this was like a huge step up. Which is funny because I think he did the House of the Devil before he did Cabin Fever 2. But yeah, I am really excited to watch that movie again. I love the way that it was filmed. It really legit feels like it was like an 80s horror movie.
Yeah. Well,
But
even
we'll talk about that.
and we'll talk about that next time. Maybe we should have done these together, but I don't think we had a different plan for next week originally. But the
And
movie
then
we were gonna
HBO was the
do,
worst and changed on us.
we were gonna do Slither, which was on HBO Go, and then they removed it. I don't. We thought it was gonna stay on there, and it didn't. So we decided to do House of the Devil instead, which is okay by me because, like I said, I wanted to rewatch it. I don't know. I still think this is an amazing effort for someone of his age. The writing alone, I'm still really impressed by the writing, and I think they had 8 days of prep and 17 days to shoot this film. Like, that's fucking fast.
That's super
And
fast.
yeah, so I could see how maybe he wasn't even able to do everything he wanted to do, maybe, you know? Because they only had the hotel for a month to film. So I
It's
don't
really
know.
funny. I was looking, going to look up like the trivia of this film, and the first thing that I saw was that they almost recast Sarah Paxton because she can't scream convincingly. It says that her screams were claimed to come out sounding comical rather than conveying terror, so they just make her never really scream in the movie.
They should have just like scared the shit out of her to
Yeah.
get a realistic scream, like they do in all the other horror movies where they torture the poor actors. Oh, all right. Now I want to like rewatch the ending because.
I want to rewatch it too. Usually when we talk about movies, I like to watch these movies twice.
I was so tired last night when I was rewatching this, and at the
Yeah.
end, I kind of spaced out a little bit, so I feel like I'm missing some of what you're saying. Which I'm sorry, people who are listening. I have been watching so many horror movies lately and like working so hard. Like,
You've been doing great.
I've been doing so much, like, just like in real life. Like, my real life is kind of like busy right now, so. I apologize. Carly probably brings up some really good points that I can't say either or because I didn't do my research like I was supposed to. But all in all, like even let's put the ending aside for a minute. This movie is a great accomplishment and creative and interesting. And I still give it two thumbs up, even though I don't rate movies that way. And I would recommend it to other people to watch as well.
I'm definitely gonna watch it again before I definitely say two thumbs up. I definitely like it enough to watch it again.
Well, let's agree to talk about it again in the next episode. We'll
Okay.
both revisit it, and maybe we can talk about it when we're talking about House of the Devil a little bit.
I think that
That
sounds great.
way I don't
I'm
feel like I'm
sure.
being unfair to my listeners or our listeners by saying like, "Oh,
We'll
maybe I
see.
don't remember that part."
Yeah. No,
So,
totally.
yeah.
Because I'm curious if I watch it with that in mind, if I would, maybe think a little bit differently about it,
Yeah.
or at least watch it a little bit differently.
Yeah. What's scarier, having something pop out from behind you or talking to someone and someone telling you that there's something behind you? Like in a movie, obviously, not in real life.
Well, I don't know because obviously if something pops out at you, you have that like jump scare
Yeah.
almost. And so
Yeah.
obviously you're scared for that second, but then it kind of goes away. But then like when she like I'm assuming that you're talking about that one scene where they're in the basement.
Yes.
When she says she's behind you,
Yeah.
I almost thought she was fucking with him
Did you?
because like whenever she sees her any other time in the movie, she freaks out.
Yeah.
So,
But she was like concentrating, right, and trying to do the Lee thing where she can
yeah.
communicate. I think she was really genuinely trying to communicate.
Oh, I do too. But she was also a little drunk.
Yeah,
So, like,
that's true.
obviously, like, she, I couldn't tell if it was genuine or if it was actually there.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really scared at that point because I didn't know. And obviously he never looked around to see if it was there. He just booked it, which
Yeah.
kudos to you, Luke, because that's
Yeah,
probably what I would
true.
have done too.
The truth. Me also. But yeah, when she says, there's some she's behind you or whatever. It reminds me of kind of like Insidious. They do things like that in Insidious where they're like, oh, they like say where things are instead of showing you right away. And they will show you eventually, but I think that utter like dread of, oh my God, it's behind me. Like that freaks
I
me
loved it in
out.
Insidious. I thought that
Yeah.
that was great 'cause, but you're already kind of like on edge a little bit. And
Yeah.
so when that's happening, but like I like this was a little bit different for me personally because like I said, she was a little drunk. I couldn't tell all of her other reactions to seeing her were just sheer terror. Where
Yeah.
like she couldn't even stop screaming when Luke came up behind her when she was just standing at the stairs and like nothing even happened.
Right.
So I don't know, like it just didn't I didn't know if she was actually there or if she was just messing with him.
Yeah, I don't think she was messing with him. I think she was genuinely terrified. I think she just was being terrified in a different way than she was before. So I could understand how that would create confusion. But yeah, I think things like that are great when they're done, because usually it's like, oh, something pops out over here, something pops out over here. But when you build that tension, like, oh my God, she's right behind you, and they don't show it right away. I love that. Like, it gives
Insidious
me chills.
And Conjuring did that amazingly.
Yes,
I thought
they did. And I really liked how in Insidious, when they did that, that like gave them permission to have cheap jump scares randomly, like without you really knowing, because they didn't do it at the part where they were supposed to do it. It's like almost like they give themselves permission. Like, like the weird, you know, Darth Maul face, like when they're sitting at the table and she's, you know, they're just talking about it and you're like, ooh, it's creepy. They're just talking about it. But you feel safe as a movie watcher. Like, nothing's going to pop out when they're just talking. And then all of a sudden it's just, ah, in the background.
Yeah.
You're like, ah,
yeah.
Gave me chills. I still see that gif all the time. And I'm like, ah, ooh, Darth Maul. So scary.
Darth Maul hanging out in the ceiling.
So scary with his messy hair.
Yeah.
I need to watch that third one still. Have you seen Insidious 3 yet?
I haven't. I need to watch it too.
I know. They just added Paranormal Activity 4, 4, 5, 5, 5 on Hulu. So I need to watch that too.
Is that Ghost Dimension?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
yeah,
the one
I need to watch that too.
I'm going to watch that. How's your, I guess we'll wrap up Innkeepers and just shoot the shit for a little bit. So that was Innkeepers. Okay, so how's 31 and 31 going for you? How are your movies going? Would you watch last night? Oh, you watched
Innkeepers.
This. Yeah.
Yeah, I was dying, and so I didn't tweet it.
Yeah, poor Carly's been sick.
But yes, I watched that last
Very
night.
Very cool.
And then the day before, I watched Trick or Treat, which is just
You
the
watched
best.
It so early.
I'm going to watch it again. Don't.
Okay.
Don't you get me wrong. But we built a haunted, it basically a gingerbread house, but it's like chocolate made of chocolate cookie, and it's
Cute.
A haunted house. And
oh,
so we were like, we're gonna watch Trick or Treat and make a treat.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I got Trick or Treat in the mail, so I'm gonna be watching that. Okay. So for our special Halloween episode, not the next one, but the one after that, we will be doing Trick or Treat and Hocus Pocus because they're our favorite Halloween movies. I love watching Hocus Pocus at Halloween time.
Me too.
And yeah, so we'll be doing those just for fun, just for a fun Halloween episode. And then what have I been watching? I don't know. I watched a bunch of random, like, not even great stuff, but I did watch some good stuff. I didn't like putting Houses October Built on my 31 list because I'm like, ugh, people are gonna think I like this movie.
Like,
they kept
no
saying,
people.
Like, I'm watching this for the podcast, not because I want to. But I did get Videodrome in. I purchased that DVD secondhand online, and I just received that. So I'll be watching that tonight, and I'm really stoked to see that. It's
That's
got
cool.
James Woods and Debbie Harry, and it's Cronenberg, so how can you go wrong? I've been wanting to watch that for a while, and I could never find it. I think if I could, it was like, just as much to rent it on Amazon as it was to buy it online. So I just went ahead and bought it.
Yeah, you don't really see that too much.
Yeah. And nor have I really heard about it until recently people started talking about it online and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, how did I miss this one? This looks great. I need to catch up on my Cronenberg. I need to just do like just barrel through all of them because I haven't seen enough. Enough Cronenberg movies, especially for how much I love the ones I have seen.
Yeah.
But, okay. Well, I think that's it for today. Sorry, we're a little bit out of it. Carly's been sick, and I'm just freaking exhausted mentally. So, join us next week. We're going to do House of the Devil, and we're also going to watch the original Amityville Horror. Very excited to do those movies and revisit both of those movies. It's been a while for me. So that'll be fun. And yeah, so those are both on Hulu. Feel free to go ahead and watch those ahead of time. And we'll be discussing those next week. Until next time, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Bye.
Bye.